Hey, this is Marilyn Gigliotti.
Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran.
Hey, everybody. My name is Scott Schiaffo, actor best known as the Chuli's gum guy from the film Clerks.
And welcome to Clerks Minute.
You're listening to Clerks Minute.
And I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Hi, this is Mike Zapsik from AMC's Comic Book Men, the podcast I sell comics, and the Ming and Mike Show. And you're listening to Clerks Minute.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. You got a minute? Good, because you're listening to Clerks Minute.
Hey, this is Walt Flanagan, the Lon Chaney of the 90s, and you are listening to Clerks Minute.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clerks Minute, the show to look back at the 2006 Kevin Stitt sequel to Elias is Stoned. Minutes at a time. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
Yeah, that's a sentence. Elias is stoned. Yeah. That is the most important thing that happened in these 2 minutes. We'll get to that. When we last left you, we were talking about 1979 and the song and the whole sequence, but when we were actually at the window, and Dante was waving at a little girl who in IMDb is listed as kid in window. And I'll say again for the second time, Kyle, who is the girl in the window?
Harley Quinn Smith.
Very nice to see the Harley Quinn Smith here. It's so weird to see her little chubby girl knowing like who she is now. And now she's like on the DC streaming service hosting shows and in movies and like a big star now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But here she is. Ironically, not her film debut, because she was also, who was she, Baby Silent Bob?
Yeah.
James Silent Bob Strike Back?
Yeah.
But this is a really adorable scene, where she waves at Dante, and I think she's holding a fry, if I'm right. She's holding a fry because she's eating dinner.
I think, yeah.
And Dante waves back, and then she gives him this, like, awesome, amazing, toothy little two teeth missing grin.
Yeah.
So fucking cute. Like, yeah. It's such an adorable moment. And Dante almost, like, has this realization and drives away.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's been an hour, because now we're at movies.
Yeah.
Dante shows up at movies. And I made a comment a couple episodes ago that with one small smoke machine, that's a lot of smoke for one small smoke machine. Like, oh, my God. Smoke is all outside the building, everywhere. Which shows to me how isolated their restaurant truly is if no one else noticed this. Nobody else saw this. And Dante freaks out. And to Dante's credit, I don't blame him. Because as we started the story, I love the callback now to the opening frame of this movie. And now we're calling back to it here. Where Dante freaks out and he calls 911 and he says there's a fire at the movies on Memorial Parkway and Leonardo. But then he walks in.
Yeah. Dumbass.
He should have walked in first. He walks in, he sees the stage, that one little smoke machine in the corner. Tiniest smoke machine in the world, bring all the smoke. Yeah. A disco ball, which was not mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And a very, very excited James Allen Bob, who just happened to be standing there.
That's to mention a thing of Crisco and a Hardest.
Yes, I was about to get there. The Crisco and a Hardest, which, wow, has details.
Yeah.
And Dante is so confused. And I can't blame him.
Yeah.
I cannot blame him for being very confused right now. What the fuck is going on? Then Randall just walks into the frame. Like, he's been standing there waiting. Walks into the frame. It's your going away party. And then comes my favorite moment of these 2 minutes. Elias just pops up.
Yeah.
So fucking hammered. It's not even funny. He goes and says, we're all going to get drunk and get laid. That's a J line being said by Elias.
Is Elias hammered?
So, Jay actually got him to smoke 2 blunts full of skunk.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, but fuck pillow pants, honking me like the pussy.
Well, actually, what I find funny about the sentence, I had actually rewinding because I wanted to hear exactly what he said, is he actually says, honk if you love or like pussy.
Yeah.
He said,
hey, we love pussy.
Fantastic joke.
Yeah.
That'll actually pay off later in the jail scene. I think that's the best part. It'll pay off later. That's a great joke. Because he is so gone. I can't get over how gone he is. So, Dante is so confused still. Because he left. he's dealing with Becky. He comes back to a smoke film movies and a lion hammer. He comes back to. Jeez. For the fact that we only got an hour, most of that was most of that was them putting up the set for this. That's crazy. So, where was I? Dom Randall says, the night before you leave me forever, we're going to peep something that we talked about since we first saw Bachelor Party at your parents' house on beta when we were 12. I've never seen Bachelor Party. Have you? I don't get this reference whatsoever.
I've only seen part of it. That was a long time ago.
I don't get this reference. I don't get this.
Oh, they smuggle in a donkey for a hooker to fuck and the donkey dies.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize that was, yeah. I didn't get the reference. I never understood the reference. So, Dante's still very confused. what the fuck are you talking about? Dom Randall says, I'm going to miss you, man. But Dante to a point where he says, I'm going to miss you too, but this is a bit much. And Randall, knowing what the fuck's going to happen, goes up to the curtain and checks behind the curtain. Still wearing his Pork Monkeys for Life shirt. Which makes me wonder, is Elias still wearing that page, that sheet on the back of his outfit?
I don't know.
We never see it again. So I'm just curious if he's still wearing it. Or if he took it off, like Joey changed his shirt or something, because I don't know if he's still wearing it.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't think we would get a good shot of him from the back there.
He's too busy running around drunk with his pants off later. Yeah. Randall checks the curtain as Jay and Bob are so fucking excited. Elias is hammered, but Jay and Bob are totally sober and ecstatic to be here. Like, they get to be involved in something, and they were asked to be involved. Like, you can tell they're happy as hell. So they walk over and they all sit down. They have one empty spot on the seat. This little table chair setup thing that Randall set up. And Randall checks and he says, showtime. And I love his, like, I'm going to be like a, I can't think of the word right now. A carnival host.
Funhouse?
I got it. I love the fact that he's going to be like a ringmaster. He's going to put everything over. He's going to go over the top. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, and you, Elias. What? This couldn't help himself. He could not help himself on that one.
No, he could not.
Straight from the debauchery capital of the world, Tijuana, Mexico.
Oh, God, no.
That's where Dante says, and that is where we close this. But you have to comment on this little freeze frame. That we froze the movie at exactly 1:10. What the fuck is going on in this freeze frame?
It looks like he's about to eat the beer bottle.
Yeah, and also he looks very demented.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I'm really going to enjoy this way too fucking much.
I'm going to introduce this donkey show, and then I'm going to come back with a fire axe.
And kill you all!
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's that. So, I will announce this to everybody here. For the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, actually, I'm looking at my here. We have guests for every single thing for the next 2 weeks, for the entire donkey show, for the entire jail sequence. I'm going to read this list down to you so everybody knows what's going on. We have Jake Clark from Dark Knight Minute. We have Casey Jones from Impractical Jokers. We have Scott Holder from That Man on Fat Men. We have Mark Palkowski. I have Alyssa from the Black and Sal Show, but obviously family. We have Sean Gurman from the Groundhog Minute. We have Jin O'Kane from Apollo 13 Minute. We have Matt Polzin. And then we have a comic book man, Ming Chen. That is a crazy lineup. Enjoy this for the next 2 weeks, people. And then the two of us will be back at the very end of all this to wrap it up in the last two shows. A lot to happen. Sit back and enjoy it. Here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Filling the Void Podcast Network. Here me every Friday on the Black and Sal Show. And on Tuesdays on Nerdy But Today, a retrospective. Come back Friday as we start all of our guests up again. Till then, thank you all for listening. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
Have a good day, everybody.
Oh, God, no.
Noinch, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, rolling baddies, smoking blunts, who smokes the blunts, rolling blunts and smoking weed.